Okay, Russ, I'm presuming the atmosphere in training this week's been pretty upbeat after what happened last Saturday.
Yeah, I think it always has been, right from right from word go, and it has to be in football, it has to be in sport, because it's highs and lows. We're on a decent little run at the moment. Yeah, very pleased from Saturday. I think more pleased with attitude, commitment, endeavour, togetherness than the football we played. But I think it's even more so after last night when you look at Carlisle got a 1-1 draw at Anfield, and you know Liverpool's team was strong. So yeah, terrific point, terrific attitude from the players, and we need to take that forward now to Notts County.
We've been hearing managers talking about it's sometimes hard to play against 10 men. And lots of us sort of said, nah, it can't be. It must be easier playing against 10 men. But look at York City's record with 10 men. I know you don't want to get players sent off, but that game on Saturday reminded me of the Plymouth game back at the beginning of the year where York City dominated for the whole 90 minutes despite playing three quarters of it with 10 men.
And I think the record is, I think we had 7 sending offs. I think we've only lost one game with 10 men, which is an incredible record. Like you say, you don't want that. But it just shows we've got strong mentality and togetherness. I think some of the quality we showed as well with 10 men, and certainly the second goal was an outstanding goal. So, yeah, hopefully we'll have 11 on the pitch on Saturday at Notts County, because, looking at their own form, won the last 3, 10 goals scored. Me and John Schofield watched them on Tuesday night against Crawley, and I'll be honest, they were outstanding. They spent a little bit of money there. I think McLeod was a 6-figure fee as well for League 2, which is huge. So we know it's going to be a tough game, but if we can perform at our best, I think we can give not just Notts County, anybody a good game at this level.
The Vidane Oliver red card appeal turned down. Your thoughts on that once again?
Disappointed. It's I think that's 3 appeals I've certainly had while I've been here. Jake, I, Dave Winfield, and obviously Vidane. We had a chance to look at it from a different camera angle, which we sent to the FA that Luke had done for us. We all looked at his staff, even the chairman looked at it, because at the end of the day we have to pay money as well for the appeal. And we all said there's nothing there, or we all thought there was nothing there. You don't get a great explanation for the reasons why it's not being overturned. We have to swallow it now and move on without Vidane for 3 games.
And appeals, red cards, not red cards, were the big talking points this week, of course, after the Chelsea-Arsenal game. You see Gabriel getting his red card overturned, and you're thinking, it's one rule for one club and one for totally different one for another club, surely.
Yeah, that's great. You've done my job for me there. So if there's any punishment, it'll come to you, Dave. No, you're spot on. It seems that way. I thought the Gabriel one was a soft sending off, but you can't back-heel a player nowadays. You can't do that. You can't kick somebody. He's blatantly kicked a Chelsea player. Rightly so, got the red card for me, petulance, a silly red card. But then, maybe because it's one of the big boys, it gets overturned, and it is disappointing. And again, you look back on our incident with Costa. Costa's obviously gets a 3-match ban, but Granger gets nothing for stamping on Vidane's foot. So seems to be that way. One rule for the big boys, and sort of one rule for the little clubs, which is disappointing.
Is there anything that can be done about that? Can your managers or all the clubs further down the football ladder get in touch and have meetings with the FA, with these bodies, and try and work out what it is they're looking at?
Yeah, we have a meeting every summer as well, and I've been there again this season, and we talk about rule changes, this. I had 20 minutes the other day on the phone with Dave Allison, who's in charge of the assessors and the referees. Looking back on a couple of issues we've had already this season, not just the sending off, the goal against Stevenage, blatant push on Marvin McCoy from long throw, blatant block on James Berrett for the Mansfield's first goal, both games where we're 1-0 up. And the feedback is, yeah, Rush, you're right. Yeah, they were both fouls, both blatant fouls. The Mansfield one should have been a yellow card. And who knows, you put a couple of wins on there instead of a defeat and a draw, and we were looking at a playoff team. So it's small margins. And I think our complaints as managers are all the same. Get the big decisions right. We know you're not going to get everyone right, but the big decisions, the key decisions, and for me, the Stevenage one and the Mansfield one, for me, looking at them again in the cold light of day, simple decisions that they're getting wrong that are costing us, York City at the moment, points.
Looking forward then to Notts County, as you say, probably one of the biggest clubs in League 2. Spent a lot of money in the summer for a League 2 side, and they're coming into some sort of form.
Yeah, certainly at home. Their home form's very good, as I just said there. Last 3 wins and scored 10 goals, and the other night they looked outstanding. You know, McLeod up the top, Smith played as well. Got quality there, Carroll in goal. So through the spine of the team, they look very strong. But, you know, for the first 15 minutes, Crawley looked outstanding. Went 1-0 up, could have had a second goal. And we all know goals change games. They scored two in a minute. And from that moment on, there was only going to be one winner. So they do look exciting with the ball. But we've seen little bits there, hopefully, that defensively we can exploit.
You're obviously going to have to make a change of Vidane being suspended. Emil Sinclair, does he get a start?
He's in my thoughts. He's been in my thoughts for the last couple of weeks. He is getting back up to speed. I think we do have to be patient with him. We have to remember he's not played since March, not played a full 90 minutes since March. And the last thing we need now is a breakdown. But he's put himself forward. He's in my thoughts. We'll finalise the team tomorrow and look forward to the game.
And because it's an away game, do you have to think about changing formation, maybe back to the 3-5-2?
Again, it's in my thoughts. It, you know, it has served us well, certainly away from home. We have looked solid, we have looked compact. We have looked good on the counter-attack. So, yeah, that's in forefront of my mind. We'll have a discussion this afternoon as a staff and decide which way to go.
And it's the start again of back-to-back games, Saturday, Tuesday. So you are probably going to have to rotate your squad in some way over the next fortnight.
Yeah, and I've got quality to replace quality, and I think that's good. The lads are working out on the training ground. They're all pushing each other and driving each other. The lads with the shirt at the moment know they've got competition in there, and that's pleasing. Saturday's going to be tough. We know that. I'm looking at Notts County on Tuesday night. They're probably the best team I've seen. I must admit that. Are we going there at a good time? We'll have to wait and see on that one. But if we can hit the form, we know we can. Cut out the silly bits. You know, we've had too many silly bits in the previous games. We goals conceded, cheap goals conceded. We can't afford to do that against the strong teams. You can't afford to do that against anybody. But if you go in Notts County away, who's just scored 10-3, you have to first and foremost be solid. And if we can do that, I'm sure we can cause Notts County problems.
Any players unavailable because of injury apart from the ones that we know about? And how's Michael Coulson and the other players who are coming back to fitness?
Michael Coulson's doing little bits. He's still got a little bit of tightness in there. You know, he's only, I think, 4 or 5 weeks now post-op. Not having any myself, so I'm not sure how they work. But this tightness in there, he's doing some work. He's getting closer. But we have to remember again, he's not played a game this season. So it's not just where he's played and then he's had to come out because of the injury. He's been injured right the way through from pre-season. So, again, you want him back out there because you know the qualities he can produce for the team. But we also have to have, you know, a little mind on, make sure he doesn't break down again. So cautious at the moment with him, hoping to push him on probably being the next week.
Swan?
Yeah, Swan's back in training. He's had a stop-start for us up to yet. You know, had a little thigh strain, now he's had a calf. He's been back in training now for a few days. Again, you know, he's not close to the team at the moment. He needs games. We've got a game next Wednesday against Hartlepool in the development phase cup. So he'll play in that and hopefully a few will. Coulson, will he be ready for that? I'm not sure. We'll assess that nearer the time.
I know people like Luke Summerfield, Russell Penn have had to drop out for a week to get over there. Knox, are they both back up fully fitness now?
Yeah, both back up to speed and raring to go. Be a tough game for them at Notts County. Three good midfield players in there. Noble got two goals midweek. So we've got to make sure we win that battle in there. I think that's the key probably to the game. Winning that midfield battle, if we can do that, we've got a great opportunity to win the game.